Injecting specific factors. Injecting specific risk factors are the main risk area of BBV transmission and are covered in more detail in Practice Aspect 5, Facilitating Safer Injecting Behaviour. Responding to these risks with carefully delivered information and education can make a big difference to the health outcomes of young people, supporting them to make injecting more sterile and less damaging. Sharing injecting equipment. Issues include: there are many items of drug injecting paraphernalia that can come into contact with blood which contribute to risk of transmission of BBVs, risk of other infections, damage to sites from reusing equipment. Strategies: education and training to improve technique, ensure access to clean equipment, avoid sharing paraphernalia such as tourniquets, avoid front or back loading, sharing around drug solution, address other reasons for sharing equipment, explore referral for testing, Hep B vaccination. Injected by others. Issues include: harder to ensure that preparation and equipment is prepared safely and equipment is clean, may use inappropriate sites, no control over technique, legal issues. Strategies: why is the young person being injected by others? May be unable to inject self but intends to continue injecting, injecting training and education to achieve this. May wish to stop injecting. Practitioner assist this. Rehearse assertiveness skills with young person to better negotiate control over injection practices. Using dangerous sites, groin, neck, etc. Issues include: risk of serious injury, such as punctured artery, risk of death. Strategies: where possible, identify less dangerous sites. Explore options for discontinuing injection. Attempt to reduce risk of injecting behaviour. Unsafe disposal. Issues include: risk of injecting equipment being used by others, risk of harm to public, risk of harm to staff. Strategies: ensure that sharps containers are used and equipment is disposed of safely. Provide information on after-hours NSP services and location of bio-waste bins. Reusing equipment. Issues include increased risk of infection or reinfection, increased damage to injecting sites. Strategies: education, highlight risks, ensure adequate supply of clean equipment, explore cleaning injecting equipment. Sharing injecting equipment. Issues include increased risk of infection or reinfection, increased damage to injecting sites. Strategies: education, highlight risks, ensure adequate supply of clean equipment, explore cleaning injecting equipment, address other reasons for sharing equipment, explore referral for testing, Hep B vaccination. Incorrectly sized needles or syringes. Issues include vein damage, soft tissue damage, punctures, slowed healing. Increased risk of large needle passing through veins when used intravenously. Use of deep veins, increased risk of complications such as punctured arteries with long needles. Strategies: education. Ensure that equipment is correct for intended purposes. If long needles are being used for deeper veins, attempt to identify safer sites. Ensure large needles are not being used intramuscularly. Ensure large volume syringe is injected slowly to reduce damage.